Bring your mask down for me. And with that, take the swab, put it inside your mouth, and rub the inside of your cheek 10 times. Here you go.
This isn't Tom Kohler's normal job. Officially, Kohler is interim athletics director at SUNY Buffalo State. But he hasn't minded doing something a little different for the past couple of weeks.
It's been fantastic. You know, we have to test thousands of students and everybody's on board. You have to do what you have to do, and the kids have been great. So it gets me out in front of a computer and I get to talk with the kids too and wish them a happy holiday.
Buff State is one of the 64 SUNY colleges and universities across New York State where on-campus students are required to test negative for COVID-19 within 10 days of leaving for Thanksgiving break. The policy was announced at the end of October, and it's been no small feat to test about 140,000 students in that period, plus most faculty and staff.
So the logistics are a monster.
Wayne Lynch is vice president of administration at Niagara County Community College. He says, yeah, the testing effort is consuming a lot of the college's resources, but it's a necessary precaution.
I think this is one more example of SUNY taking this so seriously that they're actually providing not just the guidance, but also the support for the individual campuses to say, hey, we're going to test everyone to make sure as you leave this campus, we're not spreading the disease further into your home community.
NCCC, Buff State, and most other SUNY schools are using a pooled surveillance testing method that was developed by SUNY Upstate Medical University in Syracuse. Jeffrey Hammer, Director of Environmental Health and Safety at Buff State, explains how self-administered cheek swabs are combined to test up to 12 students or staff members at once.
So basically we're doing 12 tests for one. But if a pool does come back positive, then we go back and we test each individual tube to make sure to find out who the positive individual was.
SUNY Upstate is processing pool results within 36 hours of receiving samples. If a student tests positive, they have to quarantine either on campus or wherever they live off campus. And many students seem to be supportive of the policy. Hossein Dinat is a first-year graduate student at Buff State.
It's like a good thing, like because like the people like they have to go back home, like they're going to see their families, like, you know, like a lot of the families, like they're like at-risk people, you know.
Dinat says he might head to New York City for a small Friendsgiving, but won't be seeing family for the holiday. Ava LaBella, a junior at Buff State, says she will be, but she thinks the test will help make it safer.
My family's being very precautious, so our plan right now is just to have a small Thanksgiving and actually in our garage, and we're going to have the garage door open with heaters. So, yeah, we're going the full nine yards with it and being very safe with masks and everything.
That's pretty close to what the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends for in-person gatherings this holiday. But the agency says the safest way to celebrate with people outside your household is virtually. Public health officials are also urging people not to rely on one negative test result to decide it's safe to gather, because that only means an individual was likely not infected at the time they took a test. Of course, many Americans aren't heeding those warnings.
Life is going to happen, and we just need to keep living. And I think that in order to do that, we need to be with our family and our friends.
Rebecca Thompson is in her last year at NCCC. She says her family will definitely be together for Thanksgiving and that they don't believe in being afraid of a virus.
I'm not afraid of death. I trust in the Lord and I believe that I have a home in heaven. So I have no fear of death and my family does not fear death for the same reason. And I want to share that with others and I can't do that if I'm stuck in my home.
Lynch, the administrator at NCCC, says the college has received very little pushback from students overall, and SUNY Chancellor Jim Mellatris has said the same. Back at Buff State's testing site in the sports arena, Kohler is wrapping up a student test.
Screw it up. Give it a shake for 10 or 15 seconds. He's got his mask back up already. I don't even have to ask him to do that. I want this guy's hair. That's what I want. All right, come on over. Stick it anywhere. I once had hair like that. How about some disinfectant? Right through the glass doors, and happy holidays to you.
SUNY is also already planning for its next round of mandatory testing at the start of the spring semester. In-person classes won't start again until February 1st. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.